This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Your thoughts on the Rockets?
I mean, listen, it's an ass-whooping. There's no two ways about it. But I think the Jazz went in with a game plan. I think it was a dumb game plan. I think their idea was that we'll take away the three-point line and let them figure something else out. But that's what James has been doing. I mean, he's that runner to the lane. That's kind of been his bread and butter lately. So, I don't know, that's necessarily the best idea.
I think I'd try to force him to make threes, because that's where he struggles sometimes. And you let him get in the lane, there's all kinds of things they can do, the pick and roll, and then he can do those runners, he can pass off. I just don't think it was a really good strategy, and I think they probably need to adjust it a little bit.
I will say, what I watched of the Astros this week, I mean, they're a fun team, man. They're going to be really good, and I think maybe even better than I thought they were, because 1 through 9, again, like the year they won the World Series, they're hitting, and they've got capable guys 1 through 9. I say it's refreshing, like it's how it's supposed to be.
That's because when you have that, you can fade when 2 or 3 guys aren't hitting.
Exactly.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Aaron will answer your questions. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Faur, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975, and now at MK Pallet, as Eric Warner from Carbach joins us for his bi-weekly segment. Always good to see you, Eric.
How you doing, guys?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there, drinking some good brew.
Yeah, we got a brand new one. Once again, you guys are getting the first taste of Houston outside of the brewery on this. So, I lie a little bit. We had this on tap for the festival this week, on the Crawfish Festival.
Yeah.
But this is the first, like, out of the 6-pack taste anybody's getting. So, the Light Circus Hazy IPA.
Sorry, plebes. Once again.
I wonder what the little people are drinking.
I know. It must be tough drinking beer that's already, you know, on the shelves of your stores. But we'd like to do things a little differently here. We'd like to drink beer that you can't have and then tell you how great it is. It is actually really good, too.
And this just came off the line today, literally.
Oh!
It doesn't get any freshest. Fresher than that. But yeah, we're excited about this one.
Well, tell people about the beer. What are we working with?
Yeah,
here?
You know, we really wanted to call it, well, we did call the Hazy Delusion fashionably late, because, you know, we're a little late to the party on the whole hazy IPA thing. But, you know, I said back at the beginning of 2018, I said team sales is going to want a hazy IPA,
you know, within
6 or 8 months. So I was off by 8 months, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, here we are, and it's great. You know, just stuffed full of great American hops on the dry hop and low bitterness.
Is this going to be a seasonal, or is this going to be, we're going to have this full time?
Year round. Yep.
Year round.
Yep. New year rounder.
What's the ABV?
6%.
Okay.
So it's a little on the, I'd say, the lower side for the hazy IPAs.
I would say so, yeah.
But, you know,
what's the ABV on Hopadillo?
6.6.
Okay.
So it's in that same relative zone.
So this is also another, this is a safe river beer for me.
I was going to say this might have to be your new river beer.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Between this and Crawford Bach and Tasty Waves and Hopadillo. I don't think I'm going to do a Hop Delusion on the river this year. It's, I'm 38 now. My body's not what it used to be. It's time to take it down just a notch. But I think that maybe some combo of those beers is what I'll be working with.
There you go. Yeah. That's a little smarter play. And AJ, you know what? I actually have news for you, because like Delusion doesn't exist anymore, or it's been hiatus.
What?
I know.
Why? Who made that stupid decision?
Not the brewers. I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think Light Circus coming in was supposed to sort of, because we went to that quarterly thing, and I think that's where things got off the rails. You gonna tell Team Mark?
I'm telling
DG's
them now.
DG's listening.
Listen, DG. Listen, that beer, and I'm talking before you guys were like the big boys on the block, like when you guys were an up and coming brewery, when nobody before, like back in the day in Houston craft beer, it was St. Arnold and then it was everybody else fighting for a piece of pie is what it was basically. When you guys were at that level, Hop Delusion to me was the best beer that was being brewed with any regularity in Houston. I like the fresh Hop Delusion. You couldn't beat it. You could not beat that beer. And I mean, that to me, that's a mistake to get rid of that thing. I understand. Maybe you don't want to. I know like a couple years ago, you guys tried like a bunch of different versions of it. Forget that. Okay. Those type of IPAs, I get it. It's not a market that you want, like you're going to make a bunch of money with, especially doing those varietals and stuff. This stuff is going to be easier to sell regularly, but at least seasonally, the OG recipe of Hop Delusion, there needs to be a run of it.
Well, and maybe what we do, AJ and DG, if you're listening, is we come back with that maybe in a more friendly time of year. Because if you remember, we released that beer in like June, and because it became your river beer then. But not exactly the time of year that screams an 8% IPA, right?
No, it's probably not the wisest.
So maybe we come back with it like in October, and it's like October, November, or something like that. One run, boom.
Or even like even late August or something like that. I don't even know. Like October, you're starting to get into where it's cold. That's stout season.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
So maybe either like, or even this time of year would be good. You know, I would hate to see that beer go away forever. The original batch of that beer was outstanding. And it was widely respected by beer nerds as one of the best. So I think that would be a mistake by a team marketing.
Well, I think it's, as I said, I think it's on hiatus, so I don't think it's like dead, but I will, in the case DG is not listening, I will hammer him with this tomorrow, and I will report back to you guys.
Okay. Thank you. Just let him know that's my opinion.
Okay.
That he, you know, if you need to let him listen to this segment.
All right. I'll tell him he needs to listen. Yeah. He should be doing that anyway.
He should be.
Because I could be, you know, saying all kinds of crazy things that... might get him in trouble, get the brewery in trouble. Who knows? He needs to be like listening, policing. So, but anyway, we're excited about this one. I think it's going to do really well. Love the package. The can just looks awesome. I think
it doesn't look a whole lot different than the chocolate stout can.
You know, colors. You're right. Yeah. A lot of the same kind of colors.
Like when you walked in, I thought that's what you were bringing in.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I hadn't really caught that. But obviously, you know, Light Circus, that's, you know, part of the full name of the Love Street venue, the original Love Street venue. Love Street Light Circus and Feel Good Machine was the name of the venue in Allen's Landing back in the 60s. So paying a little homage there with that, so...
I want to praise you guys for two things. And by the way, this is really good, which I'm developing more of an appreciation for IPAs. And maybe it's because you brought me so many that I had no choice. But two things. I got a 4-pack of the BBH this weekend and had them all. They're fantastic. I think I like the Mole the best. And I love your Hopadillo commercial that's been popping up during Astros games. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Thanks on both. I mean, I can only obviously kind of partially take credit for the beer part, but I think team marketing is doing a good job with these advertisements, as the Brits like to say. But they're having fun with it. You know, that's what you got to do, right?
And it's nice to see them on Sports Map too. But I mean, seeing the commercial was really cool.
Yeah,
I was watching the games like, I love that. So, yeah, there you are right there on Sports.
I saw a new billboard as well on 290. the happy hour billboard.
Yes, yes.
No traffic hour, it's happy hour.
That's right. Trying to get people in, you know, instead of being stuck in traffic, you know, why not stop by the brewery, get a cold pint at the restaurant around the beer garden, and maybe have a little appetizer.
The weather's so awesome now. Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine. Like, you go, if a place has an outdoor area, now's the time to do it. We listen, in Houston, we get very little time like this. You know, there's finite moments in the mid-spring and the mid-fall, maybe late fall, where you've got small windows where you can go sit on a patio and be comfortable and not sweating and not, I mean, this is that time.
Yeah, we got now, about another week and a half of
enjoy
it at best.
Especially the way the weather, I mean, it might be freezing tomorrow. I don't know. But right now's the time. Get your ass out there. Sit on the patio.
I mean, I'm not a native Houstonian, but the sort of observation I've made is if you can smell the jasmine, that is the time that you want to be outside in the spring. So that's like, you know, certain parts where you got the jasmine growing, you know, as like fence covering or whatever.
See, I'm thinking of Jasmine the Disney princess. And
you know. Well,
you can smell her. Yeah.
Got had to take it there, Fred.
Such a pig.
Hey, she's legal.
You got time to hang out for one more?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're gonna we'll talk to Eric about the concert event that they just had, and the concert event that is coming up next. So some good things coming out there, and of course, well, actually, you know what? I'll tell you a little bit about it because that's my job right now is to tell you what's going on out at Carbach. And guys, if you haven't been to the restaurant, you're an idiot. Just go there and eat the food. It's delicious. You're going to love everything on the menu. What's great about that menu, by the way, everything on it pairs really, really well with the beer that they've got on the board. There's something to go with everything, just the way it should be. And Sunday, May 19th, the Love Street Music Fest is going to be back. Walk the Moon, Bishop Briggs, Toadies, Lovely the Band, Wrestlers, Slender Bodies, and Vody. Party on Carbach Street for their third annual Love Street Music Fest. That's Sunday, May 19th, 1 p.m. at the brewery, 1 to 10 p.m. What? That's a long day of booze and music, two of my favorite things, guys. And then this Thursday, April 18th, Headbang for a Good Cause. Join the official launch of the 2019 Hellfighter BBH Variety Series. Houston's own Sabbath, Judas Sabbath, will bring the noise to Carbach on the main stage. It's going to be a good time. There's going to be special edition Hellfighter glassware, T-shirts, and a BBH sampling. A portion of the proceeds from the night will benefit Rockabully and Fry's Rescue, a local nonprofit rescue and adoption agency for American Bull Terriers. Free entry, so get on out there. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Can't pick up Light Circus yet, but next week pick that up. And tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. See, this is what I like about some of my friends. Like Dustin, he bought the four-pack, and he didn't like the mole, liked everything else. So I just told him, I'll just trade you one of the others for that. We're all happy. It's all good, man.
Yeah, I'll have to.
I gotta go. I still haven't picked up a four pack of that. I'm gonna have to stop at Specs on my way home and grab one. I don't know what's holding me back.
We can probably take care of you, AJ.
Yeah, but that's 2 weeks from now.
I gotta make a run tomorrow if you want me to pick you up one, because I know
there's a Specs right by my house. I'm just lazy. That's what it boils down to. I just need to do it.
We'll go.
They probably have them at HEB too. I don't ever go to the grocery store anymore though. Now that I've got this new job, I mean. My wife does, don't get me started. My wife does grocery delivery.
Yep.
Which means I'm never getting beer unless I go out of my way to go to the store and get it. Because, you know, she's not going to like click, oh, yeah, here's this $22 bottle of beer. Yeah, I'll take that.
With sure, me. Give me
She's
five.
She's not doing that.
I'm more than happy to pick one up for you tomorrow.
I appreciate it. I'll grab one today, though. It's on my to-do list now.
So,
damn wife.
Now, we were just talking about that off air. You need to be nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We all have positive things to say about.
Better to stay married is, I think, the conclusion we sort of came to there. So
yeah, you were saying you're trying to get rid of yours and.
Oh come on, AJ. Thankfully, she's in Colorado right now. She's not listening. Although
app.
She could be, she might be. Who knows? But
that's all right.
No, my wife's pretty awesome. But yeah, I know too many guys have gotten divorced, and it's just not a good.
It's a hassle.
It's a hassle, and you're broke because they get everything.
Yeah. Well, can I have my beer collection?
But maybe that's a good thing. Like it gets you like remotivated and recharged to go out and like.
So you're telling me
butt.
To do it.
Well, I love Annie, so I'm not saying that. But right. You know, if you find yourself, you're recharged, man. You're like this new diet thing, and just the new responsibilities here at the station. It seems like you're.
I'm a happy man, Eric.
You seem to be.
Yeah,
you really
cloud nine around here.
Except when you're on Twitter on the weekends.
Well, that's a different conversation.
we'll talk about that when Eric leaves, because I wanted to bring that up.
Morons are the gift and the curse of the internet. That's one thing I fully believe.
It's what keeps Twitter alive.
It is. Like you need them, but it's also like, I mean, you don't want to deal with it. It is what it is. Tell people about the Light Circus concert you guys just had.
Yeah, so it was pretty amazing. We had a brass band. We had a Zydeco band. You know, it was a crawfish boil, so, you know, kind of in that theme. And then we had G Love as the headliner.
Which, by the way, is awesome.
Oh, amazing. So that was great. And that was just kind of the final run-up to Love Street. I mean, you were just talking about it at the break, but... really good lineup, and we're anticipating actually, early sellout this year. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, please do it, and I'll be out there, and it's going to be a great time and an amazing lineup this year. So we're about 5 weeks away. It's going to be fantastic, and we have kind of a new like stage setup now. I think you kind of got a glimpse of that at Foamhenge.
Yeah.
So it's definitely
not. You guys are on the other end, not by all the new buildings.
Yes.
Instead of by the restaurant.
Yes, and we've actually even done some more work there to kind of open it up. We put in some more grass, so it's not just like this, you know, kind of sea of concrete. So it's a really good vibe. You know, the beer garden just every year gets. Kind of more of a feel to it that like it's been there, and like I say, it's not just this urban industrial parking lot, right? So yeah, come on out. You guys gonna come? I think I might be able to get you guys like hooked up with some passes.
You think you can get us in?
I think we might be able to do that.
May 19th. I'll have to look at my calendar. I don't see. I should be able to do that.
I think I'm okay on that day.
Yeah,
I'll check.
And
it always depends on my kid's baseball schedule. The kid's always playing baseball, but if you know,
and you come later too, right?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's a Sunday night, so I mean, unless they win the whole damn tournament, usually I can get out of there at some point. So I'm always up and open to drinking some beers and listening to some tunes myself.
I'm free.
All right, I'm marking you guys down.
And there's a good chance the wife is out of town that weekend. So
boom,
yeah, brain cells will be killed.
Now we're talking.
But, yeah, other than that, like we were talking about, man, just trying to keep up with the Crawford Bach right now. That thing's, you know, tiger by the tail, and it's rocking, and it's highly poundable and obviously goes to support a good cause, the Astros Foundation. So, we're thrilled about it. And you know, Astros have kind of, you know, picked it up a little bit.
It helps that they're not sucking.
Yeah, that definitely helps after that kind of slow start. So, it's good to see.
I mean, it really is like the perfect storm. The timing of that beer, and it's quality beer too, which is, I mean, I don't want to name names, but you can. I mean, you could throw something in an Astros can and people will buy it. But it is a legit good beer. And that makes a big difference. So when it's a good beer and it's marketed well, and I mean, the Astros are, they're the bells of the ball right now. So if people are like, oh, I want to try a new beer. What looks good? Oh, that looks good. So I think you guys did such a great job with that. I've told you that before.
Yeah, and everybody I've talked to has raved about it. I mean, I get random texts during the show. Oh, man, thanks for talking about the Crawford Bock. It's amazing. So,
yeah, thanks, guys. And yeah, we're really excited about it. So, yeah, we'll just keep turning the crank here and see what we come up with next. We got the fun series coming up here in a little bit. We're doing we did a sort of a stronger version of Tasty Waves. And we put that in tequila barrels.
Ooh, okay.
So this isn't going to be like, you know, 10% strong. We're talking like 8%, but really nice because, you know, that Tasty Waves has that kind of tropical feel to it anyway, a little bit of the you know, salty character, a little bit of acidity to it. So the tequila barrel just really kind of enhances that. And, you know, you think you're drinking like a margarita almost. It's pretty awesome.
As long as we get it before everybody else.
Hey, we got a trend going. We got to keep that happening.
That's right.
I think I can make that work.
Yeah, keep it going.
We got to get back out to the brewery and do a show again. It's been a while.
Yeah. I mean, is that part of the package this year?
I don't know, because they had us do a part of our package was doing a certain amount of events for you guys.
Yep.
And team marketing decided that a lot of those should be used at Twin Peaks during the tournament or during the Crawford Bock release.
Yeah, and Lucky's. Yeah, we did one at Lucky's too.
Yeah.
That was part of that.
So we've done several events that you guys have had us tied into.
Okay.
But I would like to do one at the brewery for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Find a good time for it.
All right. Well, that's Eric Warner. Eric, always a pleasure. You're always welcome here. You know, you don't have to just wait 2 weeks. You can just pop in.
I can pop in on a Thursday or random
Thursday.
You're welcome,
for real, yeah. Well, yeah, as long as you bring beer, for sure.
All right.
Yeah, don't come in here empty-handed.
Hey, AJ, yeah. It's the only reason I have any friends.
Don't come in here empty-handed on a Thursday. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, it'll be like, sorry, man. Yeah, sorry, we got stuff going on here.
We're totally slammed today, I'm afraid. But, yeah, we appreciate you coming in, as always, my man, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me, and have a great week.
Yes, sir. Thanks for bringing these brews.
All right, I got to tell you about BetUSRacing.com. And listen, Kentucky Derby, right around the corner. The last prep races were last weekend. It's all setting up now. As a matter of fact, you know what? I played Sam Houston today on BetUSRacing.com. You can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. And BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates, which is really nice when you look up at the end of the night and you have a bunch of extra money in there that you weren't expecting. And if you need action between the races, you can play blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today to qualify for this. How about this $150 bonus? You can qualify for that. All you have to do is go to www.BetUSRacing.com/pony, and you're going to get a 20% cash bonus with your deposit. How about that? That's BetUSRacing.com/pony for a 20% cash bonus. It's time for you to get in on the action. BetUSRacing.com/pony.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So what do you think is going on with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks? Like all this,
I don't know. I mean, the Seahawks are... they're in that spot again, which I don't think there's much of a decision to be made. Russell Wilson's an elite quarterback in the NFL. Can we all agree? That said, is Russell Wilson good enough to carry a team that isn't as good as the teams that they went to the Super Bowl with? Because the team can't be as good when he's getting paid the way he's getting paid. That's the reality.
He can carry them to 9-7, 10-6. kind of what Aaron Rodgers does in Green Bay.
Right. And everybody's got their, I mean, their priorities. And if your priority is making as much money as possible, you know, go out there and get it. I have a lot of respect for Tom Brady for never being the highest paid quarterback in the league, because he could have been for most of his career. I mean, he probably would have taken turns on contracts with he and Peyton Manning. But he's always been not only not the highest paid, he's always been like paid in the middle of starting NFL quarterbacks. Now, granted,
that's still pretty good.
Yeah, not everybody's married to a supermodel, although Russell Wilson's wife ain't hurting for money either.
Right.
She's not a grocery bagger. To me, if I'm Russell Wilson, it's easy for me to say that. I'd like to say if I were Russell Wilson, I would take a fair but not a crippling contract. But at the same time, you only have so many years of earning, and you've got to get it while you can and secure your family's future. So he deserves to be paid like a top guy. You know, I say the same thing about Andrew Luck, though. And Andrew Luck, I think the Colts, and Russ can look at Andrew Luck and say, you know what? The Colts figured out a way to do it. They just drafted better. So let's do that. Let's draft guys that can make an impact, and let's win.
Well, they drafted better last year.
Right.
Let's be honest. They had a rough run before that. And then they had a fantastic draft last year. But I always think you need to try to leave something for the rest of your team if you're a true leader. That's all. You still get paid. Look, Tom Brady.
It's not like baseball.
No.
In baseball, Mike Trout, get as much money as you can. Bryce Harper, get it all. Because, you know, the team, there's no limit on how much they can spend. There is a finite amount that you're allowed to spend and put on the field. So in the NFL, I'm with you, man. To me, that's a big sign of a guy who he prioritizes winning. And this is, for Russ, almost everybody's big deal is, I want to win a Super Bowl. Russ has already got one.
Yeah.
So he could easily be looking at it as, I want to get paid. I'm a winner. My legacy is secured.
And I'll never fault a guy for that.
That's already in the bag.
Yeah.
So let me get this other bag. So I can't blame him.
Okay, a couple of college basketball things for you. John Brannan, the new head coach at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on him?
Northern Kentucky coach.
Yeah.
I like him. I think it's a good hire. I wasn't like a big Mick Cronin guy anyway. I think that he's been way over his head with the UCLA job. But yeah, I think that's a good hire for Cincinnati. That's a decent spot for him.
And Will Wade reinstated by LSU.
There's a lot of people salty about that. I mean, unless they can now listen, there's two sides to this. If it comes out there's some big investigation and he gets torched, LSU's effed. But if they've looked at it and said, you know what, we think that there's really no wrongdoing, we're going to try and get away with this, go for it. I think he's a good coach. He gives them a chance. I like him. I don't blame them for doing their best.
Well, and if he winds up if it winds up imploding, I mean, the worst thing that happens is they have to fire him then.
Yeah.
And maybe you get a year's probation or something. I don't think it's I would roll the dice and just keep the guy. And if stuff comes out worse than this, okay. If he gets charged by the FBI,
yeah. All right.
Then you got to get rid of him. 713-780-ESPN. Just your buddy Charles Barkley taking shots at San Antonio women again.
Of course. I mean, it's a tired shtick, but, I mean, he's kind of right. I mean, let's face it.
Not bad. But
there's an occasional looker down there, but for the most part, it's not grade A. You disagree?
I've seen a few from there that, I mean, it's a smaller pool of hotness than what we have here.
Well, I mean, listen, everybody's going to have a couple hot chicks, but
No, they've got more than a couple. It's not that bad there.
But do they have also a lot of great big frat women?
Well, there's a lot of those here, too. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Percentage-wise, though?
Well, it's hard to say. We have a much bigger population, so maybe not.
Okay.
I want to throw these 10 names at you. These are guys that Sportsnot expects to bounce back from tough campaigns last year.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me, yes, they'll bounce back. No, they won't. And they were never that good to begin with. Those are your three choices.
Okay.
Number one on the list, Cam Newton.
I think he'll be better this year than he was last year.
He's got to get healthy.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's getting that in the offseason. Vic Beasley.
I don't remember him being too – I don't remember him being particularly awful last year, was he?
He had just 10 sacks the past 2 years combined after that 15-sack 2016 season.
So he turned into a normal, decent defensive player instead of some sort of superhuman cyborg. Yeah.
Well, 15 sacks isn't superhuman cyborg. It's a damn good player.
I don't think he's going to get back to being a 15-sack guy, no.
Okay. A.J. Green.
I think A.J. Green just has to be healthy. A.J. Green's one of the – to me, he's one of the most talented wide receivers in the NFL. I'll take A.J. Green over almost anybody if he's fully healthy. And if he could have a reasonably good quarterback.
Don't you disrespect that kid.
I mean, that's a guy that I'm into. But I'm also that guy who loves – big wide receiver. I mean, he's my style of wide receiver. And there's people who like the Antonio Brown types. I like an A.J. Green type. I've always been a big A.J. Green guy.
Yeah, just throw it up there and let him go get it.
And let him go.
Jalen Ramsey.
He's so talented. He's so
keep in mind his bad season was 3 interceptions and 13 passes defense.
Yeah, he's a cancer. And he's playing in a clubhouse full of cancers. He's going to keep being a good player. I don't think he's going to get back to what he was 2 years ago, where he was looking like maybe he's the best corner in the league. I don't think he's that, because I think he's too much of a pain in the ass for his own good.
Deion Sanders was a pain in the ass, and he was pretty good for most of his career.
To me, Jalen Ramsey's got a lot, and I know Jalen Ramsey's a guy you like.
I love the guy.
He reminds me a lot of a guy I like, Marcus Peters. His talent is so great that he's always going to be good, but he's never going to be as great as he could be because he's a giant pain in the ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I think in his case, last year he was hurt and fought through it. I don't think he's as bad as Marcus Peters. No, although the Jaguars are willing to trade him, which so far they haven't been. But I think he's an absolute, absolutely one of the best corners in the league when he's right. And I'll put up with a little BS from him.
I mean, I'm not saying they should get rid of him. I just don't think he's going to go back to being what he was a couple years ago.
And I think he will. So.
Okay.
LeSean McCoy?
No. I mean, the tread's wearing off that thing. He's in a spot where you can't really win. No, I'll say pass.
Clay Matthews?
Well, less tread than LeSean McCoy.
But he's done, though, right?
Done.
Derek Carr? If they give him a chance, it sounds like they may go out and draft another damn quarterback.
I'll say this, man. This is, I probably said this before on the air, but Chris Sims used to tell me that Gruden he loves every quarterback until you're his quarterback, and then he treats you like garbage. Like he is such a bully to his guys, which is the strangest thing. You would think that you want to build up your guys, nurture them. Apparently, that's just not John Gruden's MO. He hasn't shown any sign that he wants to build up and nurture what he's got in Derek Carr. I don't know what I'll say this. If they draft a Daniel Jones or the kid from Mizzou. Why can't I think of his name?
Drew Lock.
Drew Lock. They're going to wish that they had nurtured Derek Carr. Derek Carr's a better player than those guys.
I agree.
So I hope that Derek Carr can get back to what he was. But John Gruden, to me, he's a quarterback killer.
Joey Bosa?
He'll be good. Well, as soon as he's healthy, he's a freak.
DeSean Jackson?
No.
I think he's too old.
I think the tread's coming off that, too.
And finally, Landon Collins.
He should be better. I don't know if he's going to go back to his peak. Landon Collins either, but he's pretty damn good. He should be better.
All right.
I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. Can't get much better than that. Here's the deal. Here's what they're doing. First of all, they're the energy. They bring the energy on Houston Dynamo game days. They're giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. How would you possibly do that? That's crazy, because I've told you before, Triangle, they don't offer these gimmicks where you get free days or free weekends or any of that stuff. They don't do that. But how are you getting free electricity for a year? It's simple. You sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan. Great rates. No nonsense, no hidden fees, none of that stuff. You're also going to receive 2 Dynamo game tickets, 2 t-shirts, and you're going to be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Here's how they do it. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, Tri-Eagle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a year of free electricity. So that's how they're doing it. They're just, you know, they're picking every once in a while and saying, oh, you know what, you're such a good customer. Here's free electricity for a year. You can enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. TriangleEnergy.com. You can learn more about it there. Once again, text the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriangleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Is that Ovechkin throwing punches?
Dang, good players fighting.
Oh,
he knocked him out,
he
too.
Did. He knocked him the bleep out.
He starched him.
And he's out of the game. Way to go, Ovechkin.
Dude.
Don't mess with the Russian. Wow, that was pretty badass. Just happened to look up and see that.
That was Russian on Russian crime, though.
That's Svechnikov.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a dumbass report.
All right.
Yeah. Svechnikov, a dumbass for going up against Ovechkin there.
Well, apparently. I mean, well, hindsight's 50-50, as they say.
Yeah, but, that's true.
All right. A man crashed his SUV while naked and under the influence early Saturday and entered a stranger's unlocked house.
That's not a good
Joseph thing. Aikenbach, 35 years old, was charged with second-degree criminal trespass, second-degree reckless endangerment, disorderly conduct, evading responsibility, and driving under the influence. The homeowners reported to police they got home from shopping to find a naked man they had never met before walking around their house. How about lock your doors?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that you're the dumbass, but let's have some security. Police said they were unable to find his clothes anywhere and believe he was naked before crashing his SUV and entering the home. So he was driving naked.
Okay, so that is a dumbass on that end, too.
Yeah, that's against most...
Dumbass!
Most states, that's against the law, I would say. Let's talk about... Did your parents ever find any of your porno mags?
Yes. This was another story that was candidate for Gym of the Day, by the way.
Was it?
Actually, most of them my dad gave to me, so...
A Michigan man seeking more than $86,000 from his parents in civil court for allegedly throwing out his large pornography collection. The names of the people involved in the case were withheld, which I think they should all be out there. The family rift began in October 2016 when the man moved back into his parents' Grand Haven, Michigan home after a divorce. Among his possessions was a smut collection worth $29,000. Less than a year later, he moved to Indiana. When his parents delivered his property to his new home, the son alleged his massive collection was missing. His parents told him they destroyed the porn. The man tried to press charges on his parents by calling the sheriff's office, but the prosecutor's office did not pursue the case. If you had a problem with my belongings, you'd have stated that at the time, and I would have gone elsewhere. Instead, you chose to keep quiet and behave vindictively. Believe it or not, one reason why I destroyed your porn was for your own mental health and emotional health. I would have done the same had I found a kilo of crack cocaine. Someday I hope you will understand. That's what the father said. I'm out of time. There's plenty more. I've got a story about a guy who was changing his baby's diaper at a Chuck E. Cheese and shot himself and the baby on accident.
Not wise.
How do you do that?
Alabama.
Oh, okay. That explains it all. That's all you had to say. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Eric. Great job, AJ. That was okay today. Great job by Eric. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.